ンガー、その内からはキングヘイローが伸びてきた2番手、外からはディクタと突っ込んで2番手に並んできたフェアリーキングプローン、ゴールイン、勝ったのはフェアリーキングプローン。
オルフェーブル、オルフェーブル、ジェンティルドンナ、オルフェーブル、ジェンティルドンナ、並んでゴールイン。
わずかまや、ボーボーや、外面で好像行過咁已经过晒噶啦，中间位置有精彩日子，埋边大运财，外边的大赛波士接近终点，步步有，好轻松赢出呢场香港一哩咁。
第67回安田記念。
ヤングバファーリー、外からブラックスピネル、エアスピネル、アギダからイスラムニータ、さあ広がったイスラムニータ、エアスピネル。
2014年の皐月賞馬が復活だ。イスラムニータ、
足を伸ばしてくる、外からグランシュミット、東証ドラフター、内を狙って当選入り、ヒルノデイバロ
ー。スプリントの G1 馬がマイルでも力を見せる。レッドファルクス、
相当落ちました。山勝、外からは山勝
です
、山勝
です
。内からはスプリント、
悲願の G1 制覇は目前だ。ステファ
ー
ノス、
グレーターロンドンがぐんぐん差を止めて、まとめてかわす3番グレーターロンドン。
超絶怒涛の攻撃が火を吹く、グレーターロンドン。上半期マイル王が決まる。
好啦，翻嚟第二節嘅馬場 USB， 繼續有我尤達、鄧迪同埋阿鄧迪倫 Dylan 一齊同大家繼續傾偈啊！嗱，咁啊頭先咧就啱啱嗰個過場片咧，咁就係即係聽日，因為聽日咧就真係都有幾場嘅越洋賽事啦。咁其中一場即係比較關注啲，就因為有兩匹香港馬就過咗去跑啦。咁就分別係榮彩繽紛同埋呢個美麗大師咧，就會跑聽日嘅第67届嘅安田纪念啊。咁呢一场，咁呢场千六米赛事咧，咁其实咧嗱，如果讲翻转头咧，阵间咧我都会问阿邓迪嘅，因为其实邓迪咧都曾经跑过呢一场赛事嘅。咁嗰年咧，我哋阵间都俾条片大家睇。咁但系咧喺未讲之前咧，咁都想同大家咧就讲一讲翻呢一场马啦。咁其实就呢一场赛事咧，其实就除了呢兩匹香港馬之外咧，咁主隊馬方面咧，其實都主要都圍住即係一啲近績比較優秀啲嘅，好似包括係明媚島啊、標誌名驅啊、善德福啊，甚至乎你講彎刀赤進啊，頭先睇過過場邊睇到嗰幾隻啦，甚至乎有一隻星球怪物咧，即係外邊嗰邊啲叫做星球怪物嘅大倫敦啦，咁都係比較受注目嘅馬匹嚟嘅。咁同埋咧嗱，拉拉咧就其實咧就已經今日咧就到咗日本，咁佢喺開麥之前咧，亦都同我通告都係匯報咗緊嗰邊嘅情況啦。咁就首先又講俾大家聽咧，暫時而家嚟計咧，東京競馬場嗰個草地咧，咁就佢翻嚟嘅匯報就係話咧，內欄嘅場地咧就比較係即係揼得比較多蹄印同埋比較難啲。咁今日大部分即係東京賽事贏馬嗰啲馬匹咧，都係喺外邊衝上嚟，即係因為外邊啲草地就比較好啲，即係好似正所謂嘅鴛鴦地啦，咁就會走得好啲，咁所以好多頭馬都喺外邊冚上嚟咧，就會係攞到個優勢，咁所以變咗其實即係而家咁睇落去咧，咁變咗嗰啲內檔馬咧，即係好似擊鼓通話一路啊、二號解密精英啊、旭日主將啊、紅谷大志嗰啲咧，甚至乎你話榮彩繽紛咧，咁可能就會係惡走啲啊。咁同埋咧，聽日嘅東京嘅天氣咧就會係比較係天晴地快嘅，咁所以預計咧，就即係聽日嘅賽事咧，都會係個時間會做得幾快咧，同埋咧個場地會比乾幾乾快。咁我哋首先咧就俾一啲賽事片大家咧，就睇下一啲主要嘅注意馬匹先。我哋去片睇下。好啦，咁呢一場咧就係呢場京皇杯嘅春季錦標啦。咁而家我要睇嗰匹咧就係外邊灰馬嗰匹係彎刀赤進啊，即係而家杜滿來咧就喺度推緊鏟緊上嚟啦，但係鏟冇呢隻啦。咁呢啲日咧，佢其實就神燈光照嗰啲都有跑，但係都已經輸得好厚。但係呢一度咧，你睇到杜滿來鏟佢兩，即係食住嗰個場地形勢咧，同埋咧嗰只呢只馬就比較 適應到黏地咧，咁一推就過到就贏得好出色啦。咁就即係喺高松宮之後咧，就終於坐到頭馬。咁呢一場另一場咧就是、獨賣一里錦標啦。咁就要睇一睇咩馬咧？咁就係睇中間夾住嗰匹啦，李慕華嘅坐騎嘅明媚島啦。外邊就天域龍馬啫，一俾明媚島阻住閂咗啦。咁啊都賺得好辛苦。咁後尾都揾到個位。咁而家另外外邊嗰匹元晶石都追得好行嘅。咁但係最後咧，即係呢個明媚島就壓到只天域龍馬咧，就贏到呢場獨賣一里賽啦，亦都取得九圍嘅頭馬。好啦，跟住落嚟啦，就睇下呢一善德福啦，即係嗱，而家紅帽呢一 part 啦，咁就呢一場咧就係大阪杯嚟嘅。咁而家五毛帶住藍帽嗰 part 就係馬王嘅北部園區咧，就已經大領貨啦。但係善德福係其實呢度咧都追得都好行下噶嗱，紅谷戒指都再後啲追，但係都追唔到。咁但係呢一度咧嗱，你見到即係大局已定，不過善德福咧就追得逼得都好緊下嘅。好啦，跟住呢一場咧就係、是、要睇嗰只火聖杯啊！呢一場就係打比公爵挑戰杯。咁嗱，呢一場馬就係內邊而家三號馬啫。呢兩步就已經係奠定勝局噶啦。咁就係、是、呢幾步就突咗出嚟咧，零零四四就頂到後邊嗰堆馬，咁就即係贏到呢場三級賽啦。好啦，跟住落去啦，就呢場係中山紀念啦，就要睇而家喺外邊第二碟嗰批嘅標誌名區啊，同埋嗱咁依家標誌名區其實一度咧都已經係透出咗嘅。咁但係咧，比落又唔多啦，咁後面外欄嗰只新寫實掰咧，就兩步咧就已經係擒過咗佢啦，咁最後咧就贏咗呢場中山紀念，咁標誌名都係跑過第三咧，但係咧新寫實掰之後咧就贏女王杯啊，嗱跟住咧就要睇呢匹大倫敦啊，就係、是、外邊而家擒緊上嚟嗰匹啦，呢一匹兩步咧就過咗咧入邊嗰只火聖杯，咁喺呢一場 OP 咧咁就贏得好出色，咁而同埋咧呢一隻馬咧跑呢個東京千六米跑四次係未輸過嘅。咁而家咧都一度行程都比較好看漲嘅一匹力馬嚟嘅。好啦，咁啊睇完呢四呢幾場嘅 lead up 啦，咁啊都想同阿鄧迪咧就分享一下啦，即係佢當時跑呢個安田紀念，咁啊即係有啲當時佢嘅心態啦。So after you watch this lead up race for this year, Yasuda Kinnan, now I'm going to ask you when you rode the Duke on the same race back in 2009, okay?I remember that race, Bullish Luck won it, and then Joyful Winner finished third.
Yes.
And on that race, I remember before you went to Japan, we did sit down and discuss, and then I told you about the track and all that. What's in your mind and when you actually in Tokyo that day?
Yeah, it's quite a firm track. It's tough and testing, that track. It's not flat. It's got a real rise and then a finish in the straight. So you probably need a horse that probably looking for 1,800, nearly 2,000 metres because of the toughness of the race and the speed. The Japanese horses seem to run fast, quicken and then quicken again. So you need a horse with a lot of stamina.
咁頭先我都問阿鄧迪啦，即係佢當年咧就跑只星運爵士咧，就去跑呢場安田紀念嘅。咁但係即係嗰陣時我問佢啦，即係其實之前賽前我同佢都有大家坐低都傾過啲，即係亦都我將我所喺日本所知嘅都話俾佢聽。咁當時我就問佢就係話，頭先問佢就係、是、即係當日佢去到東京啦，佢睇到場馬啦，睇到個馬場咧，當時佢嘅感覺係點樣？咁佢覺得就係話，即係其實佢。一來咧，除咗個馬場係好闊落之外咧，同埋咧，其實呢個馬場佢有啲上斜，即係去到直路都係不斷咁樣上斜。其實咧都係好需要隻馬係有千八到二千嘅耐力咧，先至可以應付到即係東京嘅千六米嘅。咁所以其實嗰場馬即係星雲爵士，都you think that on that day that the Duke cannot handle the distance。
Yeah, I found a little bit of trouble early in the race, which probably took the sting out of me. And the Duke was probably at the end of his preparation. You know, you're at the end of your season, so it's hard to go for your international races that high and then peak again. It's very difficult.
咁我嗰陣時咧，我就問佢，啱啱就問佢咧，即係當時佢騎只星運爵士嘅時候，跌即係。佢覺得隻馬係點樣，就係佢係咪應付唔到嗰個場地？咁佢頭先都咁講啦，佢話一早段嘅時候其實都有少少即係出閘唔係咁順暢啦，咁亦都令到佢即係早段都要嘥一啲力。咁跟住到直路嘅時候，其實隻馬都已經係冇乜幾多，因為即係佢都講啦，就話因為其實星雲爵士喺嗰個時間其實都已經接近季尾。 咁佢即係成全季嗰、那個嗰、那個嗰、那個 campaign 都已經差唔多係做曬，咁去到呢一場咁其實都已經係即係個狀態都已經係落咗啦。咁我哋不如咧就睇帶大家睇翻當日佢點樣跑只星雲爵士先。我哋 let's go back to your race。So 咁嗰日咧，嗱見到嚟而家黃帽橙帽而家湧緊出嚟嗰只咧，就係星雲爵士啦。咁其實啲沿途咧，佢都冇乜位走，跟住但係打落去咧，只馬都唔多啦。但係見到你出邊咧，牛精福星啊，勝利飛區啊嗰啲咧，都已經係即係衝得好行下噶啦。咁啊 ，just say that when you at the straight, you really can't find any room, and then the horse was flattened.
Yeah.
So and then you see Bullish Luck race away, and then a joyful winner.Finish third, so that was the race.
Yeah, correct.
咁所以咧就其實就各大家睇翻，其實當時佢即係都面對到一個困境，即係入到直路，其實佢都周圍亂，即係要揾位揾得好辛苦之下咧，但係揾得位嚟咧，只馬都已經即係冇乜力啦。咁其實都話都俾大家聽，即係對一隻。即係一隻香港馬過到去，你係矛頭直指嗰場，定係還是跑到尾去到嗰場咧，係根本係兩回事嚟嘅。咁所以就都值得鄧迪頭先同大家講咯，可以俾大家可以傳記一下啦。咁所以啦，咁其實講翻呢一場賽事啦，咁我都想快啲講完，就可以繼續同佢哋傾偈，講下其他嘢。咁啊呢一場馬咧，咁我就自己咧就即係我係會揀翻只明媚島嘅。咁啊點解會揀翻只明媚島咧？嗱咁其實咧。就李慕華咧喺過去嗰三個星期咧，咁就即係連續三個禮拜贏一級賽啦，分別就憑住嘅只 Admire Lead 就贏咗場維多利亞一里啦，跟住就 Soul Stirring 啦，即係鼓舞心靈就贏咗日本橡樹啦，最後就上個禮拜就憑只金枝霸咧就贏咗打比啦，咁其實一口氣已經贏咗三場一級賽，咁就已經係計。即係好多年前嘅柏少雷之後咧，就另一個騎師咧就可以連續三個禮拜贏一級賽。咁今次佢騎呢只明媚島嗱，咁喺我神課觀感上去睇咧，呢一匹馬咧就係三喺我即係睇嗰個神操狀態之中，其中三匹最 fit 嘅馬之中嘅之一嚟嘅。咁再加埋今日阿甩甩話俾我聽，就係話嗰個場地即係內邊啲爛都爛係爛。啲草地爛曬嘅話，咁其實對翻呢啲外檔馬咧，咁就其實都幾有利，咁變咗佢又唔使話嘥咁多腳程啦。同埋李慕華亦都曾經即係臨出賽之前咧，咁都同我傾過，咁佢都好希望就係話呢一場馬，希望就有一個好快嘅步速，能夠令到佢可以走得舒服啲。咁入到直路咧，佢有而家佢咁嘅外檔可以揾到，可以好容易揾到空軌咧，咁就一步咧就衝過曬。所以呢啲只馬咧，我就一定係要撐佢噶啦，即係老友都一定要撐啦。咁啊，跟住啦，好勉強之下咧，就要揀翻只神燈光照啦。咁其實神燈光照咧，其實喺我心目中咧，呢一匹馬咧係喺呢18隻參賽馬之中咧，狀態係最 fit 嗰匹嚟嘅。咁只不過咧就即係安上人呢位川田哥哥咧，咁大家都聽到我以往嘅節目講咗好多噶啦，咁其實同埋上一場佢雖然跑到個第九，但係咧嗰場馬咧佢唔係喺嗰個即係喺個京王杯輸俾只關刀赤進，但係嗰日咧嗰個變化場地咧就唔係好啱呢一隻馬跑嘅。咁跑翻啲乾快場地咧，呢一匹馬咧就應該係可以即係會有唔同嘅演繹啦。咁同埋就係話只馬真係 fit 得好緊要，好緊要。咁啊，希望佢係可以孭到啊串連翻嚟就可以倒亂大局。但我覺得呢匹馬係可以威脅到只明媚島，但係當然自己主觀就希望只明媚島可以即係贏啦。好啦，跟住啦，就睇翻只天明龍馬啦。嗱，咁其實上一場馬喺啱啱條片我哋都講過啦。咁佢其實係有少少意外之下咧，先至即係最後嗰幾步就比唔到。咁但係咧，即係當時嗰個形勢其實都已經係好篤定咧，即係佢係。最後嗰段 dash 咧，佢係唔夠隻明媚島衝嘅。咁但係今次啦，個檔位有少少唔同咗啦。佢今次爬翻個好啲嘅檔啦。咁其實武峰亦都係近況，亦都係比較手風順嘅一位啦。咁其實跟住佢都要準備即係北部園區跑呢個補重嘅。所以其實我覺得佢呢一隻馬亦都係可以有一爭之力啦。咁最後啦，揀得一隻咧。善德福啦，咁呢只善德福咧，其實咧，即係有啲人會話：哇，點解會揀一隻未跑，即係縮情嚟跑嘅馬？但係如果大家睇翻呢一匹馬嘅往績咧，其實佢最後一場嘅頭馬就正正就係喺東京競馬場跑嘅富士錦標，咁跟住之後咧，佢就即係爭情啦，千八二千啦，跟住又對住啲北部園區啊、滿樂時啊嗰啲咁，梗係唔夠跑啦，跟住嚟到香港又係唔夠跑啦，咁但係今次啊，專即係跌埋心水跑翻佢贏馬嗰個路程，同埋就係話。 胡奇圭泰咧呢只马同佢都系相当合拍嘅。咁如果用翻跑翻上一场，即系力逼呢个北部园区嘅水准咧，我觉得呢一只马系可以即系捣乱大局嘅。其实以往嘅安田纪念有一啲马缩情落嚟跑，亦都跑得相当之好，即系包括以前嗰只 Dance Flame 啦。Sulu Maru Boy 咧，即係嗰匹學院小子啦，甚至乎你話福特加啦、Wooka 啦，咁佢哋都係跑一啲二千到里半，跟住縮翻落嚟跑安田能夠贏咯。而 Wooka 呢個福特加咧，亦都係連贏兩屆呢一個安田添。咁所以咧，呢一啲馬縮翻程落嚟，咁啊藤原英超都有呢一招嘅。咁所以咧，我覺得呢一隻馬亦冷，亦都係有得憧憬。咁至於嗰兩匹香港馬咧，即係我都講過好多次噶啦。即係如果你話講兩匹馬純粹嘅狀態咧，可能係只美麗大師會好啲，個檔位亦都可能會好啲。即係如果以而家呢個形勢，但係就係話，佢去到嗰邊咧，我就唔係好中意佢最後嗰課試跑啦，因為佢適應得唔係咁好。最後嗰課再跑到最後300咧，佢係成只馬收停咗。好慢咁样走，我就唔知道系咪阿富链就专登要收慢咗，定系还是只马系唔想走。所以呢一货我俾我睇到落去，我就有啲担心，所以我就觉得唔系咁。咁至于嗰只大伦敦啦，咁再讲啦。嗱，以往好似呢啲咁样嘅，即系黄袍加身由低跑上嚟嘅马，咁就要去到一级赛要赢咧，咁咧要。即系咧，要一隻咩馬先做得到呢？起碼要去到龍王嗰啲先可以做得到嘅。但系尚且龍王佢未贏一級賽之前，都要贏一場三級賽。咁同埋上一場嘅東風錦標跑第二嗰隻馬，其實真係一隻近績好普通嘅一匹馬嚟嘅啫。咁究竟佢今次大幅越級挑戰啊？究竟佢可唔可以呢？我就覺得就唔係咁樂觀嘅。咁所以咧，呢一場馬咧，我就揀俾四隻大家參考，就分別係15號嘅明媚島。14号嘅神灯光照，8号嘅天域龙马，同埋18号嘅善德福嘅，我一路会摆住呢个摆喺度，咁但系一路摆住咧，我就会继续同佢倾嘅。Sorry about this, just do a little bit of
sure win 啊
，sure win,
not 垃圾
，no 垃圾 ，no 垃圾 ，no 垃圾
，sure win,
Easter Bonita, sure win, Easter Bonita, we must support our friends Christoph, okay?
He is
now aiming for four straight Group One in 4 weeks.
Oh wow, very special,
very special. Because last 3 weeks he won 3 Group Ones. Only Olivier Pellier did that in Japan.
Wow,
three Group Ones in 3 weeks. So he is now aiming for 4th Group One, and then next Sunday he'll fly to America to run the Belmont.
Wow.Pretty special.
So very, very special. So we really wish Christoph win tomorrow. 好啦，咁啊，讲翻正经啦。咁啊，头先咧，邓迪都话啦，即系佢都即系大家其实都识嘅。咁都同阿 Dylan 咧，都同阿 Christoph 打气。咁我哋讲翻而家啲嘢先。OK, now we get back to you two. So now last part we mentioned about Bow Sniper, your first win for the Queen.Then I know it's something very special, but what about let's see the picture? So let's show the picture to the viewers, and then you tell us what you think. 我哋去下一张相。嗱，呢一张相咧就系咧，正正就系阿 Dylan 咧帮阿英女王凭住呢只叫做 Bow Sniper 嘅马就胜出头马，同埋咧亦都系英女王喺澳洲第一场头马。So now over to you, Dylan.
Yeah, it was a very special win. You know, not an easy horse to work with. The stable basically couldn't ride it on a daily basis. It had to go on the treadmill and be training that way. It was just too crazy to ride. So, you know, going out on the race course, I knew I had a lot of handling to do, let alone win. So basically just strode along to the front and had a pretty easy run, sitting second, and just got a nice trail into it. And basically from there, we just kicked clear and it was too good. But, you know, that horse went on to win another couple of races and, you know, it was very hard by the Hayes team to, you know, try and find the right race to put it in. But, you know, they did a fantastic job with it and, you know, got to thank Her Majesty for the ride.
And I want to add, before I know this, the Queen trying to send this horse over to run the Melbourne Cup, right?
Yeah, correct.
Initially.But then end up winning. Which track is it? Is it Caulfield?
Sandown.
Okay.
So that's just one of those things, you know. Everyone tries to buy the Melbourne Cup winner, but you know, it doesn't always plan out that way. So you just got to take it as it comes. And, you know, that horse is very competitive in its right grade, but unfortunately just isn't quite that.
剛才 Dylan 都解釋了，這隻馬其實在本來就是英女王想帶這隻馬就來澳洲跑這個墨爾本杯，但是呢真的都未去到那個級數，未去隻馬去到級數。同埋呢一匹馬呢亦都頭先阿 Dylan 都解釋，就係話咧，即係喺個操練上都好多問題嘅，即係佢唔可以好正常咁樣咧，即係喺個 track 嗰度咧就即係操嘅，都有陣時要用呢一個嘅treadmill 啦，即係嗰個即係嗰個叫做treadmill 嗰度咧就去幫呢只馬跑，咁同埋都有好多問題。咁最後咧就因為咧就即係都即係希斯馬房咧，亦都做呢只馬都做得好用咗好勤力去做呢只馬，咁最後咧就阿 Dylan 咧。即係發揮得好出色啦！呢一場喺沙丘園嘅一場is that a weekend race?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday 係一場禮拜六嘅城市賽事啦，即係嗰日喺沙丘園係一個城市嘅 meeting 嚟嘅。咁佢嗰日就幫即係能夠好出色咁騎呢只馬啦。咁啊，最後咧就即係省到只馬好行咁樣咧，就最後咧就過到終點就幫英女王就贏咗呢一場第一場嘅頭馬。咁我其實仲有一張相，我哋去埋下一張。咁呢一張 ，so this one is when you return to scale, right?
Yes.
咁呢一張咧就我專登揾嘅就係話佢即係贏完長馬翻嚟咧，咁就翻嚟解鞍嘅時候咧，咁就捕捉嗰一刻啦。咁其實呢只馬阿 Dylan 都講咧，就係話都係一隻好難練嘅馬。咁因為都到而家為止咧，咁其實佢贏完嗰場之後 ，is that the only win at the moment so far
for that horse?
Yeah.Or there is one win after this.
Yeah, one at Mooney Valley.
嚇，咁跟住咧，其實呢場馬佢贏完之後咧，佢跟住喺呢個滿利谷咧，佢就再贏多場頭馬。咁其實而家咧，佢呢只馬咧，有陣時你會見到有一啲跳欄賽會見到，即係佢會有跑啲跳欄賽咁樣。其實呢只馬佢即係都希斯都諗咗好多辦法，希望可以幫佢即係盡量去攞得頭馬啦。咁亦都係。即係係唯獨阿 Dylan 咧，就可以幫阿英女王就贏到呢場馬。咁佢當時佢都話，即係贏完嗰、那個即係感覺係好興奮啦，同埋就係話即係好，亦都覺得好光明啦，因為即係幫阿士頭婆做咗即係做咗一件即係想 achieve 好耐嘅嘢，咁就係幫英女王喺澳洲攞到第一場頭馬。咁我就想再問下佢啦。咁 Let me ask you, so when the race after you win that race, apart from any, you got any message from the Queen afterwards?
Yeah, she spoke to David Hayes and did ask for my number, but unfortunately didn't get the call up, which was a little bit disappointing. But it was, you know, nice to hear that she actually wanted to congratulate me and basically just passed a message on through David. But, you know, obviously she's got bigger and better things to be worrying about than me.
Yeah, but I thought...If Her Majesty write you a letter, that would be even nicer.
Well, think, if you can get into contact
with her, I try. Okay, 咁可以翻嚟先啦。咁其實頭先我都想問阿 Dylan 咧，咁就係當時佢跑完呢場馬之後咧，咁啊，即係阿英女王咧，其實有冇之後會再有揾過佢哋，即係傾偈啊，或者聯絡啊咁樣啦。咁其實當時咧。即係跑完嗰場馬之後，咁啊英女王都當然係好開心啦。佢喺現場，即係佢喺個電視度睇到啦。咁然之後咧，佢哋都曾即係打個電話俾佢師傅啦，希斯咧就問攞佢嘅電話，就想親自同佢即係講恭喜或者同埋多謝佢啦。咁最後咧就即係聯絡唔到啦。咁我都講笑咁講啦。咁其實最好即係如果阿士頭婆寫封信。即係俾阿 Dylan 咧，咁可能咧嗰個意義仲大咧。我 get your MBE or OBE then in recognition of your achievement for the Queen, that would be even nice.
Yeah,
would be lovely. 咁即係我都話咧，如果即係因為呢個即係始終嚟講一個澳洲阿英女王喺澳洲嘅第一場 winner 啦，咁所以其實都係一件幾特別嘅事。咁啊，即係如果士頭婆喺睇到咧，咁就即係拜託啦，咁啊應該都要表揚下 Dylan 啊，真係好啦。咁啊講完只 Bull Sniper 啦，咁我哋又講翻啲近代少少嘅嘢啦。So now move to you, Dwayne, because in Hong Kong, many people talk about Jataka because you know he won the champion prize last year in a very good style, but you are not the rider that time.And you are also the usual rider for Chautauqua when Chautauqua race in Melbourne. You won the Lightning for him.
Yeah, that's
very nicely. 我哋去下一張相先。咁啊嗱 ，this is Chautauqua. You remember what day that was?
That's when he won at Caulfield that day. Yeah, it was a lead-up race for Group 3, I think.
Mm.
When he won the Lightning, he just got there late over Terra Vista. Mm. I get to ride him in Melbourne. Tommy rides him in Sydney, and then he got to ride him here in Hong Kong. Mm. It was just unfortunate that his races suit him better in Sydney than he does in Melbourne. He's not, he's won quite a few down the straight, but I think he's better at Randwick on a big roomy track where he gets his opportunity, like at Sha Tin, to be able to finish.
Because I see every time when he races in Melbourne, and sorry I have to say this, he always missed the jump.
Yeah, he never, everywhere he goes, even Sydney and Hong Kong, he never steps very fast.
Mm.
But when we trial him, I've trialed him and led on him in trials. He can show that speed, but he is better when you switch him off.
Mm.
You leave the petrol in the tank and then he sizzles down the middle.
咁我就头先同佢讲下就上多，因为其实咧香港好多马迷都讲开就上多湖咧，就自不然咧就会谂起贝汤美咧。咁其实邓迪亦都系帮呢只上多湖咧都立过不少汗马功劳嘅。咁啊，即系唔好净系一讲上多湖咧，就净系谂住阿贝汤美，都要谂下，即系邓迪都其实都发挥得好好。咁头先佢都讲过啦，呢只马咧其实都系有一啲有少少即系啲怪毛病咧。咁就系譬如话佢即系出闸，即系竞赛嘅时候咧，佢出闸唔系出得好好啦。咁同埋咧，佢觉得咧就喺Sydney 咧，即系喺雪梨嗰个兰力马场嗰个阔。即系阔直路啊，长有啲弯位咧，其实就对呢只马就比较好追啲。So you think he cope with right hand clockwise or anti clockwise better? It seems like Sydney better, right?
He goes left or right, doesn't matter. It's just Sydney, the track is suits him better. It's a bigger, roomier track.
咁佢就系话咧，即系佢觉得就喺即系 Sydney 咧嗰个对呢只马嘅帮助比较大啲啦。咁其实。即係呢只馬其實以往個歲印就通常係點咧？頭先佢阿鄧迪都解釋咗咧，就係話佢喺墨爾本咧就多數係由佢執姜啦。咁至於喺呢一個嘅Sydney 咧就會係貝湯美啦。咁我唔知道咧，now we talking about Tommy Berry will be stable jockey of John Moore next season. Do you think you can get back even ride in Sydney?
I believe it'll give me a big opportunity to take him back for sure. Team Hawks is very loyal. The person who does all the work gets the opportunity. So with Tommy coming up to be stable rider for John Moore, maybe that gives me the right opportunity. Hopefully I can win on him and then...
You have to prove you can win, okay?
Hopefully, you can win the Emirates because that's the Everest is
Everest, yeah.
$10 million
$5.8 million to the winner.
Yeah, a lot of money.
咁我头先就问下邓迪啦，因为即系头先讲个税权嘅时候就话，因为贝汤美喺 Sydney， 即系佢喺 Sydney 跑就会系阿贝汤美咁，墨尔本就系佢啦，咁可以翻嚟先，咁就即系喺下一个马季啦，咁阿大摩就签咗贝汤美做主帅啦，咁我就问佢哋有冇信心可以攞翻个帅印，就证明俾大家睇咧，即系咧佢都识赢只上多湖嘅，咁佢都觉得系即系好大机会啦，咁同埋就系话以往即系何家时同阿邓迪嘅合作亦都系好密切，亦都有好多好马俾佢跑，咁我相信即系话即系如果真系佢咁样走嘅话，咁其实佢好大机会可以攞到呢个税印，同埋就係话嚟緊十月嗰场嘅阿菲尔士赛的 Everest 呢，其实亦都係一个好大嘅目标啦。因为呢一场马即係大家都知道，即係其实喺我之前嘅节目都讲过呢一场赛事係咩係点样嚟，同埋个奖金係咁丰厚，亦都係全澳洲最高奖金嘅赛事，咁亦都係最高嘅荣誉，咁所以呢亦都好，即係我都好希望阿邓迪呢可以即係攞到呢个税印呢，咁就即係赢一场出色嘅賽事俾大家睇到咧，即係鄧迪都係可以贏到，就唔係淨係唯獨呢個貝湯美專美嘅。咁好啦，咁其實講到呢一度咧，就都仲有我仲有最後一個問題咧，咁就想問你哋兩個，問佢哋兩個嘅，咁係乜嘢問題咧？就其實都可以講翻，就係話相對翻咧，就嚟緊下一個賽馬年度咧，咁就呢一個嘅維省就會加獎金啦。咁我想問佢哋對於呢個加獎金，對於啲騎師或者啲馬主，或者甚至乎香港馬主去揾馬，會有啲乜嘢嘅？So let me ask you the last question. It's about both of you. 就是说 it's about this coming August, Racing Victoria will put up prize money in most of the big races, including the I think the most important one is the Caulfield Guineas, put up to $2 million, and then some other even normal metro races will put up to 120,000, equivalent of a listed race. So what do you think of this move made by Racing Victoria, and in terms of Hong Kong owners, if they try to get good PB, would that be even more difficult?
I don't think so. It's it's probably going to be harder for you guys to buy them, because we're finding that in Australia now, our B grade and C grade's trying to buy horses out of Victoria. What they want to pay, the prize money is so good. Even the Lupsup horse can earn really good money, so they don't sell them or give them away for nothing now. So the prize money is fantastic. It just keeps growing and growing, and it pays back to 10th, which is fantastic. So every owner gets something normally. If the horse is competitive, they'll make something for the day.
And what do you think, Dylan?
Yeah, it's obviously a very good incentive. I mean, from a jockey's point of view, and even the trainers and strappers and all that, it just basically gives people an opportunity to not only increase the prize money if you do happen to win the race, but also that ability to have the money paid back right to 10th, basically. And, at least everyone gets a little bit of money then, and basically just helps the industry grow more and more.
Because now I think to race a horse in Melbourne is not cheap at all. I mean, like an average trainer. I'm not talking about David Hayes or Darren Weir, but just a normal trainer. How much are they nowadays?
You're around $80 to $100 a day for a B grade trainer, but like a Hazy or someone will be around $150.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not
even talk about this because that's way too expensive. 我剛才問咗你兩個問題，咁啊鄧迪就覺得就係話。可能對於一啲香港馬主要再買一啲好馬就會好難啦，因為真係會好貴。咁但係就係話，因為個獎金太吸引咧，咁而家喺墨爾本咧，其實跑到第十名咧都有獎金嘅。咁其實變咗嚟講咧，對於一啲馬主嚟講，喺當地嘅馬主亦都係一個好大嘅 incentive， 一個好大嘅鼓動力咧，去養馬啦。咁同埋就係話即係點跑都好，咁都有啲咁，起碼可以即係令到佢哋，就算只馬贏唔到，起碼都有一啲可以 keep 住嗰個運作。咁阿 Dylan 都係同樣咁嘅睇法啦。咁除咗馬主獎，咁其實對於騎師啊，甚至乎你話喺馬房做嘢嘅嗰啲馬房嗰啲員工咧，其實都係一個好好嘅鼓舞嚟嘅，因為你獎金高，咁你變咗即係做嘢。即係重賞之下就必有勇夫嘛，咁你獎金高嘅當然自不然就會令到佢哋可以即係勤，即係俾啲心機做啦，同埋亦都可以即係喺訓練嗰方面咧，亦都可以諗多啲第二啲方法，定個幫只馬咧去尋找最佳嘅出路嘅。咁啊，講到呢一度咧，咁啊真係節目時間就差唔多啦，都夠曬鐘啦，所以我喺呢度咧就代表馬場 USB 就好多謝阿鄧迪同埋阿Dylan 咧，咁就嚟我哋呢个节目度咧，就同大家分享下佢嘅点滴啦。咁同埋就系话，希望佢哋咧就可以即系短期内可以再快啲嚟香港，咁啊可以再同大家见面。So once again, I would on behalf of Racing USB and my radio, thank you very much, Dwayne.
Thank you, Paul.
And Dylan,
thanks, Paul.
Thanks for joining us.
This program. Hong Kong to race soon.
系啦，嗱，鄧迪头先讲啦，咁佢都话希望咧有机会咧可以翻嚟香港拆旗嘅，咁啊大家拭目以待啦。咁我哋啦，好啦，今集嘅时间就差唔多啦，咁就要到下个礼拜六。嘅馬場 USB 咧，就再同大家見面啦。咁最後咧，就俾翻呢塊板大家睇咧，就係咧呢場我喺安田紀念嘅最後提供。咁同埋咧就係、是法國打比。咁大家咧就可以等下先啦。咁大家可以咧就即係睇多一陣間。咁我哋就到下個禮拜咧就再同大家見面啦。拜拜。